जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौरशीतनाथ प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि गौर श्री श्री गिरिराज महाराज की जय। श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की जय। श्री श्री दामोदर व्रतों की जय। दामोदर व्रतकारी समस्त भक्त वृंद की जय। आपन आपन श्री गुरुदेव की जय। भ्रमर गीत की जय। आपन आपन श्री गुरुदेव की जय। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि बोल। जय श्री राधे। আমরা নিত্য প্রতি অল্প অল্প করে শ্রবণ করে আসছি ভ্রমর গীত প্রসঙ্গ।
We are daily hearing little by little of Brahmar Gita. We are going to continue where we stopped last time. And in this way, we will hear further on very beautiful, very glorious. So we are continue to hear.
ব্রজ গোপীগণের ব্রজবাসীগণের যে কৃষ্ণ বিরহ রূপ তাদের অন্তরের যে জ্বালা তা আমরা শ্রবণ করতে চলেছি।
So now we are going to hear about that internal pain that Krishna felt, that pain of separation from Vrajavasis and Vrajagopis.
ব্রজের গোপীরা ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের সঙ্গে কেমন ভাবে কিভাবে ব্যবহার করতেন এবং ভগবান
What were exchanges between Vrajagopis and Krishna? What was the mood of the gopis? So Krishna explained this all to Uddhavji.
অনেক বৈষ্ণব কবিগণ
There are many Vaishnava poets.
অনেক সুন্দর সুন্দর কবিতার মাধ্যম থেকে
Through their poetry, they express this in so beautiful ways. That love between Vrajagopis and Krishna, their loving talks. That was all explained. And now Krishnaji, he himself, he explains to Uddhavji, and he is saying, I am remaining indebted. The gopis have left all their shyness. They left their families. All of that for me only. They were living as mad women. O dear Uddhav, this in depth This depth that I'm feeling towards Vrajavasis, towards Vrajagopis, I never would be able to repay it back. I'm remaining indebted to them.
Mathurate Akrur Kaka niye eshechilen tader je marmantik bedona tar kono bhasha hoy.
It's not possible to explain the pain that they all felt in no language. It's not possible to explain that pain that they felt when Uncle Akrura took me from Vraja to Mathura.
Nishkam bhakto ei brojobasi brojogopirai.
These Vrajavasis and Vrajagopis, they are Nishkam Bhaktas, they are devotees which don't have any other separate desire.
Prabhur jate priti hoy sedikei tader lokkho chilo.
Their qualities, having love, having affection for Lord Krishna only. They were worshipping Krishna without any other separate desire. No one else can do so. Look, Shri Veda Vyas,
Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Gitar Pratiti Sloki.
He wrote down Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Each verse of Bhagavad Gita is so glorious, and there are so many explanations, comments to each of these verses.
For example,
there are commentaries that explain the glories of the Vraja Gopis through these shlokas. For example, this shloka.
Aham tam sarva papebho moksha isami masucha. Yes, sadharan shlok noy.
This is not an ordinary shloka.
Kebol matro brojer gopiganer khetrei legeche.
This shloka is there only to describe the Vraja Gopis. Give up all dharma. There are so many dharmas. For example,
sarvadharma jemon samajikata ke rakkha kora.
There are varieties of dharmas. For example, taking care of some social activities. Protecting society, helping society, giving contributions, opening schools, helping variety of social festivals. For example, many are worshipping the devas, and there are several festivals related to that, so some are helping such activities. Wife is serving husband. Husband is protecting the wife. These are also kind of dharmas, varieties of dharmas. Father and mother, they are arranging for a very nice ways of studies for their children. Sons and daughters are serving their parents. Those that are married are also taking care of their in-laws. So these are varieties of kinds of dharmas. But those that worship Krishna have left all kinds of these dharmas. And in this way, Krishna will protect them. He will free them from all kinds of bad reactions. But it's not easy to do this. to give up all dharmas. Even great personalities are not able to do that. But Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis, they were able to do so. They were only fixed on Krishna solely. But there are many fools who are saying, oh, Bhagavad Gita is just an ordinary text. So there is no need to hear such a kind of explanations.
তাহলে সেখান থেকে রাধা কৃষ্ণের অতি নিগুড় তত্ত্ব উঠে আসবে.
If we are commenting on Bhagavad Gita, we should be able to find explanations about Radha Krishna's relationship through these shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. কারণ মধ্যেই প্রযোজ্য নয়, এটা অনেক কঠিন কথা. So it's Krishna himself is saying he is feeling indebted to Vraja Gopis. Gopis have left all the shyness, they have left their families, they have left everything. And from that day that Krishna has left Vraja, they became like mad-like women, they became mad. So Krishna told Uddhavji, hey Uddhav, so the gopis don't know anything nor anyone except me. They don't think of anyone or anything else. So there is no comparison to Vraja gopis. So once in Dvaraka, 16,108 queens of Dvaraka has asked Krishna, O our Lord, O our husband, we are serving you in so many ways.
তথাপি আপনি যখন প্রাতকালে শয্যা পরিত্যাগ করেন, অর্থাৎ যখন ঘুম,
নাথিং ইজ মিসিং ইন আওয়ার সেভাস, বাট স্টিল আর্লি ইন দ্য মর্নিংস ইউ আর চ্যান্টিং দ্য নেমস অফ দিস ভ্রাজগোপিস, অফ দিস কাউহার গার্লস, এন্ড ইউ আর কলিং ওয়ান অফ দেম, ইউ আর কলিং রাধে রাধে.
প্রায়শই তিনি
constantly, regularly, when Krishna was staying in Dvaraka, what did he do throughout the nights? He was lamenting and calling, Radhe, Radhe. Sometimes remembering Radharani, thinking of her, with Shri Krishna, he would cry. The tears were flowing and flowing from his eyes, and he was calling, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe.
Gopider, atat Srimati Radharanir, naam karate.
Calling Vraja Gopis, calling the name of Radharani. Now the queens are saying, seems you're calling her name, seems that something is wrong with our seva. O Supreme Deva, O our husband, seems you are not satisfied with our seva, but you keep calling. You keep doing kirtan of Radharani's name.
Bhagavan Dwarakadhish tini ei kotha taderke bujhiye
Supreme Lord in Dvarak, he understood what they are saying, but it's not possible to explain some things to everyone, because these topics are related to experience.
এখানে আরেকটি কথা শ্রীমদ ভাগবতে কিন্তু কোথাও শ্রীমতী রাধা রানী জীবের
সো when it comes to this discussion of Vraja Gopis in Srimad Bhagavatam there is no name of Vraja Gopis even mentioned. Why is it so? Srila Shukadev Goswami saying some gopis is saying. Why is he saying so? So many times this question has been asked. Srila Shukadev Goswami, he gave up his remembering Brahman and he started worshipping, remembering Radharani. He was such a great devotee of Radharani. So if even once he would say, Hey Radhe, he would enter into samadhi. So there won't be katha for Sri Parikshit Maharaj anymore. Srila Shukadev Goswami promised to Sri Parikshit Maharaj that within 1 week he will explain whole Bhagavatam to him. He will narrate whole Bhagavatam. So he was trying for that in every way. So Srila Shukadev Muni have taught
বনে জঙ্গলে থাকি সেখানে আমি গাছের তলায় বসে হে রাধে বলে অজ্ঞান হয়ে পড়ে থাকলাম ছ মাস
সো ইফ হি উড এন্টার ইনটু সমাধি এন্ড রান সামওয়্যার ইন দ্য ফরেস্ট এন্ড সিট আন্ডার দ্য ট্রি দ্যাট ইজ নো প্রবলেম ফর হিমসেলফ হি উড স্টে ইন দ্যাট ফরেস্ট ফর আ লং লং টাইম বাট হি হ্যাজ অলরেডি প্রমিসড টু শ্রী পারিক্ষিত মহারাজ দ্যাট During 1 week, he will narrate whole Srimad Bhagavatam to him. So if he would explain more about Srimati Radharani, if he would do the kirtan of her name, if he would remember her, he would forget everything else. How is it called? It's called samadhi. So what would happen?
Samadhi labh korten. Tate Parikshit Maharajer to tar uddhar howa hoto na.
So if Parikshit Maharaj would enter into samadhi, so he won't be able to complete narration of Srimad Bhagavatam within this promised 1 week. So because of that, he never mentioned Srimati Radharani's name clearly in Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are the deep conclusions.
Mamekam saranam braja.
So these deep relationships between Radharani and Krishna are hidden within these shlokas. For example, this shloka, Sarva dharman parityaja, give up all dharmas.
Sarva dharma ke tyag kore Sri Radha Govinder charan jugal upasana kara. E onek kothin.
It's very hard to give up everything and to worship the lotus feet of Sri Radha Govinda. Nothing else is so hard to do.
গৌড়ীয় বৈষ্ণবদের গৌড়ীয় থেকে দীক্ষাপ্রাপ্ত ভক্তবৃন্দের নিত্যপ্রতি পাঠ করা উচিত।
So devotees that are initiated in Gaudiya Vaishnava lineages should hear these topics daily.
Foundation, bhit.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita is foundation of our Sanatan Dharma.
Sarvodharman kathati kebol matro gopider betireke onno karon moddhe temon ekta lage na.
So, to give up all dharma is not possible to for anyone else except for Raja Gopis.
কিন্তু এক্সাম্পল স্বরূপে যদি দেখি তাহলে গোপী ব্যতিরেকে
Of course they are great devotees then also manage to do so, but the main example is the gopis of Raja. They have given up everything, giving up their families, their elders. They've left to the forest and they're calling, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna.
কেউ যদি এই গোপীগণের কথাগুলিকে চিন্তন করেন তাহলে রাধারানী তার প্রতি কৃপা বর্ষণ করেন।
If someone is remembering these topics about gopis, Srimati Radharani will bestow all her mercy upon such a devotee. Radharani is the ocean of prem, of pure love. Radharani is not someone ordinary. She is internal energy of Krishna, His Hladini Shakti. Hladini means that she is bringing bliss to Sri Krishna. She is such a kind of bliss-giving potency to Sri Krishna. It's so hard to worship Krishna. Give aside only the process of worship, but to reach him is very, very hard. So our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they do speak about Krishna, but the essence is that as we hear this shloka about Six Goswamis. This is one part of the shloka. They were lamenting. They were calling Srimati Radharani. The original part, the main part of worship is of Sri Krishna. But actually our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they are calling, they are relating, they are worshipping Srimati Radharani as Krishna's internal energy. They are calling for her in order to worship Krishna. If Radharani is not able to have the darshan of Sri Krishna, even for a moment, she would faint immediately.
তাহলে কেউ যদি রাধারানীর উপাসনা করেন
রাধারানী কেমন কি পরম দয়াময়ী।
Thus, Radharani would be close to Krishna. Krishna would be close to Radharani always. Radharani is Karunamai. She is filled with mercy, with compassion. So this is why, as in this shloka, they would call for Radharani. Hey Radharani, where are you? Give me your darshan. These are the shlokas. So, the previous shloka of Goswamis was in Sanskrit, but this next one that we have heard is in Bengali. So we can see that our Goswamis, they wrote in all these languages and they were glorifying Radharani. They were doing kirtan of Radharani's name.
অসম্ভব হয়ে ওঠে। বড় বড় যোগী খাওয়া নেই,
দেয়ার গ্রেট যোগীস, জন্মের পর দেয়ার লেফট দেয়ার হোমস, যোগের দ্বারা সেই পরব্রহ্ম স্বরূপ শ্রীকৃষ্ণকে তারা হৃদয়ে, দেয়ার ওয়র্শিপিং শ্রী পারব্রহ্মন and remembering him in their hearts. But they were not able to focus on personal form of Krishna. To worship in this way that these yogis are worshipping is very hard. But even then, they would not able to focus on Krishna's personal form. This is why it's so essential to remember Radharani, to worship Radharani. And then by her mercy would be able to focus on Krishna, to worship Krishna. So Shastra is saying that it's very hard to worship Lord Shri Krishna. Whoever has reached the Lord, Lord Shri Krishna, 99% of these devotees, they reach Krishna, they attain Krishna through mercy of the sadhus, of bhaktas. Through their mercy, they were able to attain the Lord. Where will Srimati Radharani's kripa come? When we do sadhu seva, through their mercy, sadhus, Vaishnavas, what are they doing? They would think, oh Lord, this devotee is doing so much serving for me. Please bless him. So this mercy is coming through service, serving Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava. So naturally, their mind will naturally be inclined to pray to the Lord to bless us. So it's much easier to remember Radharani.
কিন্তু রাধারানীর কৃপা যদি একবার
And in this way, remembering Radharani, we will attain her mercy. And then, through her mercy, we can instantly get the blessings of Sri Krishna and attain Sri Krishna. Something that we would need so many lives for, through this mercy of Srimati Radharani, instantly we would gain the mercy of Sri Krishna as well. So when Radharani is not able to see Sri Krishna, she is fainting instantly. And of course, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, she doesn't desire that his better part, you say, the part of his better half, his half, Srimati Radharani, would be in such a state. So this is why he is keeping close to her always. So this is why acharyas mainly, they would call in their shlokas, in the verses that they wrote, they were calling for Sri Radharani. All the gopis are glorious, but through lila, through pastimes, we can understand who is the greatest. With so many expressions of the feelings, of the moods are being expressed through lila. It's like a theater play. So many actions are there, so many expressions are there. So conclusion of all is that surrendering to the lotus of Sri Krishna, we should worship. By surrendering to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, we should worship Sri Krishna, Sri Govinda. So mainly we can see that all devotees that attain siddhi, attained perfection, they attained it through mercy. There are cases of kripa siddhi, attaining perfection through mercy. Otherwise, it's very hard to attain Sri Krishna. So mostly, all of them are kripa siddhas. They are the siddhas, the perfecting personalities through attaining mercy. We can see so many examples of a disciple serving a guru and not really focusing on that, not really doing much seva, offering obeisances and then asking, "Hey Baba, please give me your mercy." So Sri Krishna, being there in Mathura, he would cry and cry. He was remembering Radharani, he was remembering also Sakas, his parents. He was there in Mathura and crying. He was remembering his bhaktas. He was possessed, controlled by the love of his bhaktas, his devotees. So, Sri Krishna told Uddhavji, when you reach Vraja, you try to pacify them all. And as you will speak to them, in between just mention, this is Krishna's message for you. So please, Uddhavji, go to Vraja and pacify them. Try to pacify them. So when Sri Uddhavji Maharaj reached Vraja, when he went from Mathura to Vraja, he has offered his obeisances.
যাতে শ্রীকৃষ্ণের ন্যায় তিনি প্রভুকে ইত্যাদি সমস্ত শিষ্টাচার করে প্রণামাদি করে ইত্যুক্ত উদ্ধব রাজন সন্দেশম ভর্তুরাদৃত আদায় রথমারুর্য প্রযজৌ নন্দ গোকুলম। ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের আদেশকে শিরোধার্য করে উদ্ধবজি মহারাজ তিনি চললেন,
হোল্ডিং দ্য ইনস্ট্রাকশন অফ শ্রী কৃষ্ণা অন হিজ হেড, শ্রী উদ্ধবজি হি হ্যাজ রিচড ব্রাজা,
যে প্রভুর সেই কান্তাগণকে আমি দর্শন করব, শ্রীমতী রাধারানীকে আমি,
হাউ ফর্চুনেট আই এম, হি থট দ্যাট আই উইল গেট দ্য দর্শন অফ শ্রী ব্রজগোপীস, অফ শ্রী রাধারানী, অফ অল ব্রজবাসীস, অফ দ্য ফ্রেন্ডস, অফ দ্য সাকস, অফ মাই প্রভু শ্রীকৃষ্ণ।
যেটি অক্রূর কাকা নিয়ে গিয়েছিলেন যে রথ, সেই রথটিকে নিয়ে তিনি ব্রজ পুরে প্রবেশ করছেন। বলো ব্রজ ধাম কি জয়।
যখন ব্রজে শ্রী উদ্ধবজি হি হ্যাজ রিচ রাজা অন দ্য সেম চ্যারিয়ট অন হুইচ দি আঙ্কল আক্রুরা হ্যাজ কেম টু রাজা দ্যাট নাইট অ্যান্ড হি টুক শ্রী কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড শ্রী বলরাম টু মথুরা।
ভাবাদি উৎপন্ন হতে লাগলো উদ্ধবের শরীর থেকে, কারণ
So sattvic bhavas have arisen in the body of Shri Uddhavji. How? Because he is one of the greatest devotees of Shri Krishna.
তাহলে উদ্ধবজি হচ্ছেন শ্রেষ্ঠ ভক্ত। উদ্ধবজি নিজেই প্রতিপাদন করেছেন।
So when we put aside Vrajavasis, Uddhavji is actually one of the greatest devotees of the Lord.
যারা শ্রীকৃষ্ণের জন্য সমস্ত কিছুই পরিত্যাগ করেছিল।
So how were the gopis? They were able to give up everything for Krishna's sake. There is that description, that pastime, when Vraja gopis have given the dust of their feet for Krishna's pleasure. When Narad Muni was searching for the dust of the feet of Krishna's devotees and no one was eager, ready to give it, but the gopis were immediately ready. They have told Naradji, you take the dust of our feet. If that would help to regain health of our dearest Shri Krishna, then we don't care what will happen with us, if we are going to end in hell because of this or not. Narad Muni had previously gone to so many great devotees and he told them, Shri Krishna is not feeling well, his health is not well, he is needing the dust of your feet. The dust of your feet will regain the health of Shri Krishna. But no one in whole creation was ready to give the dust of their feet. At the end, Naradji Maharaj, he went to Vraja. When he told all of this to gopis, the Lord of your lives, Shri Krishna is sick. He needs the dust of your feet to regain his health. Can you give the dust of your feet? Everyone else would run away when Naradji would tell them this. But the gopis, what did they say? Oh, the Lord of our life, the lover of our lives, is sick. Yes, it would be the greatest aparad, the greatest offense to give the dust of our feet. But if our Lord is going to regain his health in this way, then we are ready to give the dust of our feet. And we don't care what will happen with us. Even if we are going to end up in hell, we don't care at all if he's going to be well.
তাহলে ওই ব্রজ গোপীদের তাদের নরক নরকেরও ভয় নেই.
So all the queens of Dwaraka, they were amazed. These Vraja Gopis, they are not afraid of going to hell. They have given the dust of their lotus feet. Who can say so? We are ready to go to hell? If this action of ours will help our Lord.
Sanatan Goswami Pad, tini jokhon ei brojer gopider kotha bolte giyechilen, tokhon tini bolchilen.
Srila Sanatan Goswami was explaining this katha about the gopis. He was saying, "Hey Radhe, how would I be able to explain your glories? I'm like a small child who just starts speaking. I would never be able to explain properly. But please accept these words as the parents are accepting the first words, first broken words of their toddlers, their small children."
তাই আমি লেখার চেষ্টা করছি তো বর্ণনা করার প্রয়াস করছি এটা একটা অবোধ বালকের মতন
হে রাধারানী আই এম ট্রাইং টু ডেসক্রাইব এন্ড প্লিজ অ্যাকসেপ্ট উইথ ব্লিস দিস ফার্স্ট ওয়ার্ডস অফ ইওর চাইল্ড
আর এটাই চিন্তা করো যে তোমার এক সেবিকা বা এক দাস সে তোমার কথা লিখতে চলেছে বালকের মতন
As a small child, I'm trying to explain these words. So please, Shri Radhe, please accept them. I'm like a small child in front of you. I'm your eternal servant, your eternal Sakhi. Please accept my words. So those that are expressing these words, these leelas, these glorifications of Radharani, those that are hearing them, remembering them, certainly they will all be showered by Radharani's mercy. So this is the glory of Gopi Geet. If someone is daily hearing these katha of the gopis of Radharani, certainly Radharani will bestow all her mercy upon such a devotee.
Sandesham Bhorturadritaha Adayo Rathamarujya Prajajau Nanda Gokulam Tini jakhon Brajer Simanay giyechen Uddhaber Moddhe Bhaver Srishti Bhav Toiri Hoyeche Bhav Srishti Hoyeche Aha Ami
Shei So when Shri Uddhavji Maharaj have reached Vraja Ami Eshe Pouchechi He was so much in bliss These sattvic bhavas have been expressed in his body. He was so blissful that, oh, I have reached this Vraja Bhumi, the place of the leelas of pastimes of my Lord, and he has offered Shashtanga Pranam. Shashtanga Pranam means these are the obeisances while offering them. The body is touching the ground with six parts. So to offer such obeisances for male, it's needed that the upper cloth is taken off, and in this way the body would be able to touch the ground with six parts. To feet, to hands, head and chest. Shashtanga Pranam.
সেখান থেকে হাত বুলিয়ে নিজের বক্ষে সেই ব্রজরথ লাগিয়ে তিনি বলছেন আহা প্রভু কত
সো আফটার অফারিং ওবেসেন্সেস উদ্ধবজি উড টেক দ্য ডাস্ট অফ রাজ এন্ড হি উড স্মিয়ার ইট অন হিজ লিম্পস হি ওয়াজ ফিলিং সো ব্লিসফুল সো thankful to the Lord that he could reach Vraj. Immediately, all the animals of Vraj, the birds, the animals, all the deers, male and female, they would all come looking at Uddhavji. They were thinking, our Kanai have come back. And they were following Uddhavji. The birds were flying around him, thinking, oh, our Krishna have come back. But when they've seen better, they understood, no, no, that's not our Shri Krishna, that's not our Kanai, but he looks like him so much.
কিন্তু ভাবের আবেগে এই পথটা সারা দিন লেগে যাচ্ছে কারণ উদ্ধবজি তিনি প্রভুর
The way from Mathura to Vraja is not long. Very quickly someone can reach. But it took whole day to Uddhavji to reach. He would see Yamuna and he would absorb in thoughts of Krishna. Oh, this is Yamuna where my Lord will take gopis and take bath with them in Yamunaji. He would cry and he would enter in all these varieties of moods. So this divine bliss, this divine madness that Uddhavji Maharaj experienced, it's not possible to describe it.
ধীরে ধীরে সূর্য পূর্ব দিক থেকে পশ্চিম দিকে ঢলে পড়েছে এবং ধীরে 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 সূর্য অস্তমিত হতে চলেছে ধীরে ধীরে আকাশ অন্ধকার হতে লেগেছে
So in this way from the darkness the sun was rising
যখন নন্দ মহারাজের প্রাসাদের সম্মুখ দিয়ে রথটি নিয়ে যাচ্ছেন
And there he could see, through these first rays of sun, he could see the father and mother of Krishna, he could see the cows, the calves.
He
could see the gopis further on, they were crying and calling for Krishna.
তাই বলতে পাচ্ছি কিন্তু যারা খুব সরস তারাই বলতেও পারবে না এতটাও বলতে পারবে তারা তো রোদন করে পাগল হয়ে
গেছে I'm speaking these words so easily but those who are so deeply absorbed in the love and thoughts of the gopis they are not able to even speak about this all so I'm speaking a little by little about these topics for such a devotees whose hearts are filled with all these kind of divine emotions it's not possible even to speak much because immediately the tears would come So in this way, the tears were flowing from Uddhavji's eyes. He would call the names of Radharani, of the gopis, of Krishna. So he would calling all these names. He was feeling all these blissful, deep emotions.
তারা গাভী দহন করছেন মুখে কৃষ্ণ গুণগ্রাম কীর্তন করছেন চক্ষু থেকে অশ্রু বিসর্জিত হচ্ছিল এবং তাদের যে হাতে
So Uddhavji Maharaj he also saw all these Vraja gopis that were calling Krishna they were milking the cows doing all these activities these morning activities but they were all absorbed in Shri Krishna They were calling for him, their tears coming from their eyes.
তারা গোবিন্দের গুণগ্রাম কীর্তন করছিল.
So along with all the different activities that they were doing kirtan of Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda. They were calling for their kanai.
আমার প্রভু চলে গিয়েছেন কত দিন হয়েছে.
How many days have passed since my Lord Shri Govinda has left? Udavji was thinking, and still they keep crying and calling for him.
Chaturdik dhire 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 andhokar hoye asche. Sei shomoy Udavji ratri giye Nanda Maharajer mukho dare giye daralo.
So in this way, whole day have passed and now the night was coming again. The dark was setting and Udavji reached the house of Nanda Baba. He has seen some of the servants of Nanda Baba. And they were thinking, it looks as if it's Krishna, but they actually realized, no, no, that's not him. So the servant took Udavji Maharaj to Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda. They were there crying, crying for Krishna. So the servants told, hey Nanda Baba, hey Nanda Baba, someone came from Mathura, he looks like our kanai. So Nanda Maharaj, he understood that Udavji, Udavji has come.
এবং নন্দ বাবা তিনি উদ্ধবকে আলিঙ্গন করে নিজের চক্ষু দিয়ে
Udavji have offered again Shashtanga Pranam, Pranam with all six limbs to Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba took him and he embraced him. The tears were falling, coming from their eyes. Udavji Maharaj also offered obeisances to Yashoda Maya. Shashtanga Pranam he offered to Yashoda Maya, and tomorrow again we are going to hear this katha in the morning. So here we are concluding this katha, calling for Radharani for her mercy. Hey Radhe, please bestow your mercy upon us.